stand alone at the gates when we exit. The entire universe is moving towards a scattered disassembly, towards something that's organized, and then it's going to dissipate again and maybe come back again, and we don't know. But everything is in a state of being assembled and falling apart. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. You're riding on the top of a fountain. Little piece of paper dancing on a fountain in a mall. It's a shopping mall in the 80s, and it's got one of those fountains in the middle. Or no, it's right in front of one of the anchor stores, and it's shooting up a rocket of water 8 feet in the air. And it's doing that kind of dancing waters thing. You can kind of hallucinate a person in there, and you go, I think I'm seeing somebody doing the shimmy shimmy dance in there. I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at this column of water that is never the same shape twice. Oh, and yet, it's a column of water. It's a thing. It's there, but it is so obviously an infinite amount of shapes in succession. And I accept it. Now, will you accept time in your life as an infinite amount of shapes in succession? You are the beautiful water fountain of your existence. Now, once you know that and you know the sort of all the relative nature of the universe, you don't as much need a big structure to meet in. You know, now we can all go in different ways, and I would like to invite anybody who is interested in any kind of, early cinema or experimental cinema. And then we can meet and we can have the same donuts as the Methodists. And you can put, and, well, should I still make dues? Yeah, you can make dues because nothing that we will do is contingent on your spiritual awareness. You know? I think that the thing that demonstrates you're awake is just that you're looking for fulfillment in the patterns of just doing your daily life. The thing you want is right in front of you, all that mundane nonsense. How do you make it exquisite? How do you make these moments of my mundane drudgery, Hardy? This job, how do I infuse them with some meaning? How do I enlarge them? How do I make the rest of my life not feel like an obligation? And I would say, oh, good Lord, based on your articulate description of your desires, I think you're more than halfway there. I think you're the person to solve that one. That seems like you're real close. You know the problem. And so here we go. Oh, my friend. This microphone in front of me, what a blessing it is. And I doesn't smell like, oh, I'm really the only one who uses it here. It's my mic. And so it's like smelling your own breath, I guess. I can't tell whether it stinks. A lot of microphones do, even if they do something to them. It's just something I smell. Also, there's certain metals, you know, maybe it's just copper, but they react with human sweat. And then there's an odor. I have copper healthy balls and two solid copper balls that I put in my hand to stop it. Anyway, you roll them around and everything. I have some stainless steel ones. I have some plastic ones. They're fun, you know, and you can just kind of stim. So then, but the copper ones, you know, they react with something in your sweat to create stinky, sweaty penny smell. And so that's interesting to me. But it's me. That's my problem. It isn't the balls that smell. It's me. So, and I think that is a beautiful thing to have put on a shirt, maybe, or a bumper sticker. We love our cars so much. Put all your wisdom on there. If your wisdom can't be on a bumper sticker, then you're on the right track. Maybe. I don't know. Bless you. Again, I don't know how you happened upon this show. You were looking for, I was going through the dial, and honest to goodness, I was looking for Eddie Money. And then you said his name. And I thought, well, he's not going to say any money and not play any. And I got bad news. But I saved people. And maybe I was hoping to save you time, and I might have wasted it. But time really can't be wasted.
Yes, it can.
All right. It can. But now what I've given you is something relative. So this is wasted time. So now you'll know what not wasted time is. You can't start your painting until you have a blank canvas. So this guy sold me a blank canvas. Of course. That's how you start with original painting. I give you something. You do something with it. You know, that's the way it works. So I've created in you, if I've made you bored, then you'll have something to contrast your excitement with. If I've made you angry, then when you calm down, it'll be a beautiful relief. Just like people pay a lot of money to drink alcohol, when that's exactly how that damn stuff works.
Because I just feel better to not be sick anymore,
you know? So I don't feel bad. Maybe I'm like a cocktail. I'm like having a Manhattan, you know? Is it worth the headache? Maybe.
I don't even know if I like this.
Who knows? What is it? It's the bitters? It's not a cocktail if it doesn't have bitters. And I think it was Rachel Maddow who said, I don't usually get political, but she said, don't eat the garnish. And I remembered that. And I don't. To this day, I don't. Here's an exception. If you're tying a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue, you know, I'm talking to you, Twin Peaks. All right, friends. Oh, my goodness. I have to go. I'm seeing that fellas over here is tapping his watch. Why are you tapping your watch? My watch fell in a glass of water last night like a damn 60s Timex ad. Isn't that weird? I took a sip of my water, and I thought, whoa, what's in it? It was my watch. That means something. You figure out what. Oh, I love you. I'm so devoted to you. You know that. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org, worldwide, one Freeform Radio. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for joining me. I will see you again next week. I really do love you.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony. Oh, my gosh.
just to be with you.
Fantasize.
I do. Morning, noon, and also in the night.
Obviously, there are a lot of things that go through your mind.
Fantasy.
Mine too.
Fantasy. What do you want to know about fantasy, Roy?
I
want to
know what you know about and what you think about.
Mm-hmm. Fantasy. You know, the stuff that you dream of. That you would like and you would love to get it, to do it. Oh, yes. All of that.
Have any of your fantasies ever come true?
Oh, please, don't let's talk about it.
I can imagine.
So can I.
The way you dance, the way you move your body. Like a fantasy in itself.
Oh, and I hope it was all that. You know, Roy, yes. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that could give you more pleasure than fantasy.
Fantasize on my vibe.
Mama gave you. Let me show you tricks that I learned on the beach up in Jamaica.
Up them haters. Can you get away for a day or two so I can show you how I play a dude? Everybody gon' be hating for living lavish through the week. Gucci dresses in your fingers, you got carrots. Let a nigga savage and beat that pussy. Let a nigga teach that pussy how that pussy far from broken love. The bed's soaking wet, my head's soaking wet, I'm pouring down with sweat. Straight to the shower for an hour where I take my break. I'm Santa Claus and she finna ride my fucking sleigh. Now turn it round and bend it back, let me put it in that cat and when I hit it, holla hat. Come home from studio session, she got a miracle. Rubbing my chest, combing my hair, smelling like red roses. She say the shit that lift my spirit, have a thug focus. Then she baby bath my water with a little alcohol. Then she go and get a move, but we don't watch it all. She's so wet, I feel her coming down. I love the way she sounds, she a thug now. That was all I was asking, you know what I'm saying? We gon' do it later anyway. Right on top of that, you know, that gon' make me really show you love. Really show you love. Man, nigga ain't trying to be my dog or nothing, but I ain't trying to do you wrong. I wasn't talking, you know, I'm on. But look, so when she got you, so where to stop? So where to bed?
Pretty like the ocean reflecting the full moon. I can hear the waves. Track genius in the spot.
I'm so in heaven, why were you taking away your love too soon? Oh, yeah. Isn't there lottery enough in heaven? Cause this is the place where I really needed you. I do. Tell me what. Cry, I know it's heaven, a place where the rain needed a friend.
Always such a
I'm searching the sky for an explanation, but there are no answers, my heart and
the song. Move with me. Don't make me do it alone. I'd like to have a partner. It's okay if you don't know how to move. I don't mind leading. Sometimes. No, baby, don't follow me. now. Because you might get stuck if you try to do what I'm doing now. There you go. Take it easy. Move slow. Sometimes it's nice when it's easy in the beginning. Then you ease into it gradually. There you go. You've got it now. I knew that you could do it. You look like you can do it.
that everything, everything is how it ought to be.
I was standing at the To the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament concerning the ministry, who said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." This is the commission that Jesus gave. Won't you, as you go into your meditation, concentrate your mind and all of your being in heavenly tendencies, that you may be blessed through this medium. And as I speak to you in your home, might you look up to God, who is your only source of divine refuge and deliverance, because he is in your home right now. Is any among you afflicted? Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. May his blessings be with you as we continue and bow our heads in prayer. And remember, have faith in God.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.